I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, everybody. We're here again for one more program here on BBS. So this is Wednesday night, and we're in March 2011. Today is number two. So the 2nd of March. So I don't know. Feels pretty good with the energy tonight. We'll see how you doing, Carrie, out there. Anything you want to do for a sample clearing for everybody?
Oh, gosh.
Put you on the
I'm
spot here.
I'm feeling pretty good today myself. Let's have a think. Well, where are we? Midweek. What are people thinking? Well, you start getting a little tired midweek. Maybe we can have some of the red, the life force energy. No, we need a glass of water for that, don't we? Can you do that without water, just giving everybody a little bit of energy?
Yep. Everybody, get the light beam up on your screen, and we'll put some life force energy into you.
Great.
So just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio here, and tonight we're on station number one, which you probably all realize, and the next show will be Friday on station two, then we have our Q&A after that, question and answer time on a conference call line. So that's free to you. Just call in, and you can ask questions for about an hour. So let's do the life force energy. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go to bring some energy to you. Nothing for you to do. So, you know, it doesn't matter if your feet are crossed or, you know, you're feeling, differently or laying down or whatever. There's no such thing that the light ship wants you to do as far as, I guess the word would be spiritual practices. Just listening is all that it takes. So here we go. Bringing in the red energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. And I'll do it again here in case you're a little more sluggish than normal. So more red energy coming to you. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. So we have our special 4-hour and 8-hour calls this weekend here, back-to-back days. The 4-hour call on Saturday is for the Ascension preparation. And then that leads into the 8-hour call for body rejuvenation, which gets rid of the alien life forms that are living with you inside of your body. These are like the octopus energies and the squids and the snakes and the caterpillars and the maggots and the black widows and the black snakes, the white snakes, the things that bite you like ticks, mosquitoes, we have beetles naturally. In fact, we'll take some of the scarabs off of your forehead here. So we'll see if that will make you feel a little more conscious. So here we go. This is the scarab energies. Here they come. So, I mean, I should say here they go, but they're coming out. So I'll count to 10 to release them. We're up in the quarantine room outside of the light ship. This is where they deal with darkness energies because the light ship can only have light come into it. If darkness comes into the light ship, it is no longer. It's zapped like a bug zapper, disintegrated. So here we go. This is why when you have healings done, the emotional parts of you, the bodies that have judgment in it, do not go to the light ship because they stay here. And you are fixed completely on the light ship 100% with all of your problems. Doesn't matter what you have, it's completely fixed. But when you come back down here, the negative energies that you've been hanging on to through this lifetime, through judgment, causing your problem, if those aren't cleared out of you by doing specialized clearings and healings from the light ship down here, the whole lifetime clearings, etc., then you may not expect to have your miracle because you haven't cleaned your body out. That's simple as that. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Same process. So here we go. Let's get rid of some scarabs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see how that's feeling. Let's also release from us some of the energies. These are the little maggots. These crawl around the top of your skull. You might feel your head itching. We'll take some of these away from you. So here we go. These are other alien life forms that have chosen to live in you. Remember, you have no free choice, free will on these things. They just come in and invade you. So here comes a release from the maggot energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it some more here. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone, just see how that's feeling. And we may not be able to have call-ins tonight because of maybe some technical difficulties with BBS. So you could try if you wish, but you may not get through. And if you don't, that's because they're having some kind of difficulties. So we'll see if Carrie's on out there still. So, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Anything new and exciting going on?
New and exciting. Oh, gosh. Well, I have a new business that's getting off the ground, and I think that's thanks to the self-empowerment and the billboard clearing. I should probably mention that because I've been working away on that, trying to get something off the ground for a long time, and I put some new things in there on my billboard clearing about that I don't have to do everything myself. And about a week after I did that, I found a business partner, which really got things cooking. So I guess that's me giving a little testimonial for the self-empowerment clearing and the billboard clearing. They've been really, really helpful to me for that. So that's really starting to pick up now. So that's what's new and exciting for me. I'm trying to see if there's any questions on the fast chat before. I haven't seen any yet. Let me just take a quick peek. So if you do want to call in, let's see, Station 1. The numbers are listed under the Station 1 button on the BBS page. We're probably on...
Two number, 02 line. Maybe you're on...
Yeah, I might be on the 10.
I might only have the 22 line open. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's 530-413-4522. Or there's a toll-free number for U.S. and Canadian callers, and that is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So if you want to try that, that would be great, but don't be surprised if it doesn't work. But of course, we have the fast chat when you could, where you can type in your questions. So I think we do have, we've certainly got some comments from the two clearings that you did. Ron, I got a little itching on my top of my head when you did the maggots, although I didn't feel the scarab too much, which is good. I guess that means I don't have too many of them now. Let's have a look. Fred, does itching them do any good? So I guess Fred has an itchy scalp and probably wants to know if he could scratch his scalp. Does that matter on?
Boy, I don't know what to say on that one. Maybe they might like it, you know? Like scratching a dog. Who knows?
Oh, dear.
Let's take out some more of these here. This is for you, Fred. And here we go. This is more of those critters on top of your head, the maggots. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's work with some more of the energies. Let's get rid of some of the, this is just samples that we do on our Sunday call. So remember, if you feel anything, that means that you have them, which everybody does, but sometimes people don't understand what we're doing here on this program with all these samples. And if you start feeling things, which probably, I would say, 95% at least of the people listening are feeling, then you know that something's up. And so we're telling you what's up. So it's not like, you know, I remember seeing some readers out there from people, and they gave people bad news, you know, and the people leave their booth with all this bad news, and they felt awful because they have nothing to do. They didn't know what to do about the bad news. You know, it's dumping a load on them, you know. Well, everything that we do here, we have a solution for, and that's to have clearings done. And this is why we do these eight-hour calls to get these things off of you. So we're going to work with the ones that kind of bite us. Let's go to the ticks. So these go through our skin and like to bite us. And we'll also do the mosquitoes, too. Remember, they like, to get our blood. Here we go. Both of these will be released now. What we can release, remember, some people say, gee, Ron, I did that sample clearing on that one show, and I should be good now, shouldn't I? I go, well, wait a minute. That's strictly a sample. You may have to have, a lot more than, one clearing to get rid of these things. So some people just don't typically get it. They think by having one, 2-minute healing that they're fixed, and that's not the case. So here we go. These are the ticks and mosquitoes. So stronger, getting them out of you, the ones that we can. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do a sample here of the Black Widow energies. These are normally pretty heavy. This is what people, the wonderful people that like to do spells and curses will bring this Black Widow energy to the people. This is why some people die of mysterious illnesses because of the Black Widow energies. So we're going to take these out, ones that we can anyway. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they have poison. So let's get rid of some of the poison in here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Thanks for those. I will say to anybody who's newish and listening, maybe anyone out there that met Ron at the LA Conscious Life Expo, if you haven't done the 8-hour Sunday series of calls yet, and you're feeling any of these samples, that is a big giant clue that you need to get on these calls because we're full of this stuff. When I was on the very, very first 8-hour call that I ever did, I couldn't believe the amount of stuff going on in my body. And as you do more and more of them, you'll, at least in my experience, you'll feel these things leaving you less and less, which presumably, Ron, is an indication that the amount of stuff in you is getting lessened and you're getting clearer and clearer. So if you are new, and you're feeling these samples that Ron is doing today, it would be a great thing for you to do for your body to get on these calls. And as Ron mentioned at the beginning of the show, they're starting up again this weekend with the 4-hour on Monday, and then the 8 hours on Saturday, the 5th, March 5th, and then the 8-hour Sundays are on March 6th, 13th, and then the following one, there's a gap while Ron is in New York at an expo there, and then the third one is on the 27th of March, Sunday the 27th. And if you have not been on them before, you can either email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com or pay through the website, and it's $200 for all these hours of clearing and work on the light ship. There's a lot more going on than you'll hear about. We're in many, many rooms, and the light ship is doing many things for us. So that's a total of 28 hours of healing for 28 hours of healing for $200, which you won't find anywhere else, and you won't find anyone else doing what Ron is doing for us on these calls. So, so we'll have a little look at some more questions here. Pete is asking an interesting question about the upcoming 108 body clearing that's not up yet, but will be in a few months. And where is the question? Oh, yes. If you have a scar, will the new 108 body clearing heal it? And if your body has aged, how does that work with the blueprints of you? So maybe you want to describe that a little bit, Ron. Even though the clearing's not up yet, it will be coming in a few months.
That's a very, very good question. If those bodies are being used by the aliens, which is why you don't have them, or a particular little piece of a body. Remember, if they cut off one of your fingers, just in one body out of the 108 bodies that is used to create your hologram, you will never have a well finger, okay? And so you can see what happens to us a lot is we wonder why we don't heal, because the part that we see physically here may not be created from light, so no way could it ever have a healing. So that's very interesting. Right now I cannot answer that, but boy, it almost feels like, it very well could change a lot, and that could actually promote healing. I just can't recall in the time of Jesus if these bodies were messed with as much as they are right now. I know that they were a lot, but remember, we have a lot more mind energy now that they're bringing forward. Remember, they're giving us, they're allowing us to have more mind energy. You have to realize that. It's not that we're gaining consciousness. It's that they're allowing us to have more consciousness, which means that they're allowing us, I'll say it differently now, they're allowing us to have more judgment and to know and understand things that we didn't know before. So just by knowing that, that puts you into a trap of more judgment of why something maybe doesn't work. And remember, there's lots of books on why things happen. And as you start reading more and more, attempting to get the clue, you're going down the rat hole even further, getting away from the truth of everything, which is to get rid of the judgment, which is causing your problem. So you have the scientific facts on one hand, you know, quantum physics and everything else. But, you know, quantum physics cannot necessarily allow you, you know, in the explanation of how quantum physics works, you cannot use consciousness to produce something, but it's there. You know, you can't think of like having 10 bucks in your wallet, okay, and doing it for a long time and then having it materialize, because it won't happen. It just gives you a way to kind of look at things as a possibility of an occurrence, but it has no substance to it. And, you know, if you have something already, then the consciousness can change that energy maybe into something else or alter it slightly, okay? But it cannot get something from nothing, and that's the way it works. So I do that all the time with the healings. The light chip is far beyond quantum physics. So remember, they're still basically, as far as the light is concerned, where there's no judgment, everything works instantly. They don't have to figure out anything because they just correct the blueprint. And that's the way the light works. And the darkness interferes with the blueprint and creates their own blueprint for you. So the question would be, if I have a body part missing, or maybe a few of my cells missing in a location, and it's not healing, and maybe that's making me look like I'm older or aging or have a scar or something, then yeah, very possibly, if you have that corrected, being put back into the original spiritual integrity of your body, very possibly you could have a miracle healing. But remember, do you have an emotional body that's traumatized? Do you have a feeling body traumatized? So these are all with you. This is why we have these whole lifetime clearings to help you out. And that's the whole process, you know, is to get the clearings like Jesus did 2,000 years ago for the people, that they're able to come more into spiritual integrity with their spirit. Remember, you don't change your frequency. You never change your vibration. That's the New Age thing that people talk about, bringing you more energy in. You know, you become higher, you know, more conscious. No, that's not true. You might become more conscious in the light of the darkness. That is true. But as far as light, you're already light. You just forgot about it. And so all you do is bring in more of your spirit into the life form that you are, and that will bring forth the healings, providing you're not being taken away in parallel lifetimes and stolen or lost to these energies. And this is what ascension time does, is disconnect the darkness from the light. That's why ascension happens. So, and another interesting thing, I hear people talking off and on. They talk about how, you know, like, for instance, Saint Germain left. I guess he was here about 300 years ago, and he kind of vanished. So people are assuming that that body of Saint Germain went to the light ship. Well, that body that was here did not. It went to the light of the darkness. The Saint Germain spirit that was here for a short time is on the light ship. But his body that, you know, dematerialized, we'll say, and other people that you hear about that instantly left here, ascension only happens every 2,000 years. There's no exception to that. So if you heard of anybody talking about so-and-so ascending or whatever, and they vanished, they did not go to the light ship. They went to the light of the darkness. So they went through their own particular ascension process from the darkness energies, and that's where they are. This is what you have with forced reincarnation. It's just they did that process and probably wanted to make a big scene for people, so the darkness showed how much power they had to have a person disappear before their eyes. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. One little follow-up question on the 108 bodies and the invisible body blueprints that make us up physically. When we're a baby versus when we're an adult, are they two different blueprints, or does one grow into the other?
No, the baby has spirit already in it, and the baby does not have judgment. And when the baby starts to judge, starts to get connected more to the mind energy, and we all know about babies, you know, yes and no, stop and go, don't do this, don't do that, eat your food. Well, then they're being programmed, okay, by the darkness, which could be you telling them what to do, what not to do, and you do have to have rules here to live, naturally. And so once you start bringing that into the baby, then that activates the baby's DNA from the past, which is
right.
Your DNA passed on to the child, and your parents' DNA passed on to you, then passed on to the child, and that goes back to who knows when. So all of a sudden, the body and your spirit, baby spirit, decides what learning lessons it wishes to do in this lifetime, because it looks for the largest block energies in that baby, because those block energies will eventually kill the baby. And so that means that it will work on those issues, and that's where the baby starts its incarnation here of, we'll say, karma, so to speak, where the darkness is now overriding the light and bringing forth situations in the poor little baby to cause pain and hardship, traumas and dramas, etc. But if the baby does not get involved with that mind energy, then it could do the ascension instantly, because a spirit has not been kicked out manually from that body yet. Remember, your thoughts will kick out your spirit as you start to judge. So each time you have a judgment, then you start losing part of your spirit. And that's why you want to have discernment and not to judge. So that may have clarified that for some people. So, you know, babies have a chance, a very good chance of ascending, where adults do not, because they're stuck in judgment. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So if this planet and all of us on it were not affected by the dark side universe at all, would the baby blueprint and the adult blueprint just be one that grew into the other, or does our body, the 108 invisible bodies, or I guess it would be less if it were a planet just of light, because we wouldn't need the buffer bodies, but however many that would be, sorry, this is a bit of a rambling question, would the baby blueprint just grow into the adult person blueprint, or would they be two separate ones?
The baby already has 108 bodies activated.
Right.
It's already there, just that they're not, I shouldn't say they're activated, they're not activated yet until the baby starts to judge.
Okay.
And the mind control steps in. Once you start dealing with mind energy, and you, like I said, yes and no, stop and go, right and left, you know, up and down. Once you start learning those processes of what to do, what not to do, then you are in judgment. And that's where your whole lifestyle starts. And like I tell a lot of people, what's in front of you on your plate of your whole lifetime, if you ask anybody, you know, who they are, they will first probably mention what their job is, and then they will start to tell you at some point their whole life history, story of what happened to them, their divorce, their bankruptcy, they're getting hit by a car, their broken arm, maybe they got molested. You know, they'll go on and on and on talking about their stuff, and that's their storyline. And that's who they think they are. And they are that, because that's what they're living daily. All those thoughts that's on the plate in front of them, like, you know, your plate being full of garbage from the trash can of all of your past emotional stuff is right there in front of you, and you're eating that daily. And so this is why you need to have a whole lifetime emotional clearing along with the unlimited version, so you can stay current, so you don't accumulate more stuff on your plate. So it's very, very important to have that whole lifetime clearing to be set free of your judgments. Otherwise, you are living a storyline of who you think you are, and you are that because that's what you are living. The darkness definitely ensured that, put it into you through your DNA so that you would be forced to live the negative lifestyle that you have. And that's the whole process is once you get that activated, you're on that roller coaster ride until your body dies. And how many ups and downs you go through and how many situations just depends on you, how much you want to tie into, connect to a given energy. And if you just have a little bit of it, believe me, your friends will bring you more of that so you can deal with their energies. You know, one person I was talking to a while back said, Chiron, I don't know what happens, but everybody comes to me with their problems. And I said, well, that's probably on your billboard that you're a problem solver. But I said, what they're doing is that the problems that you're dealing with, you just have deeply stored inside of yourself. And so this is your problem too. And they didn't think it was their problem because they have answers. But I said, you have it because you know about these problems. And you might be able to help them out by giving them some kind of counseling. But you're not out of that that mix. You're in it just like they are. They might be a lot worse than you. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. There's a few people still having reactions from the alien life form clearing that you did. Fred is saying his head is itching worse. Any ideas? And his nose and cheeks are itching. And Bonnie has muscle twitching and skin crawling. And Eric says, Black Widow, thick for me, felt webs. So I'm just wondering if you want to do anything else on that or mention anything else about that.
Yeah, that you should get on the call then on Sunday. That's just showing you what you have inside of you. That's a really good sign. You're very lucky and fortunate that you're actually feeling these things because you have them probably more than most people since you're connecting to them right now.
Right.
So that's a blessing to you. You need to get on those calls.
Yeah,
you just got them moving around. We got rid of some of those. So it's not that you didn't have them before. It's just that we got rid of some of those, so you should be a little more conscious now. Now you know that you got them. That's a great blessing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just quickly reading through here. I've got a lot of people chatting on the fast chat, and I'm just scanning through to see if there are any actual questions here. Somebody a little bit ago, I'm looking in the archive part now, was asking for a billboard clearing. They didn't say specifically what for, but maybe we can think of a sample billboard clearing that affects a lot of people. Ron, do you want to do that? Are you able to do that for the group?
Not really, because that's kind of hard. I'll describe what the billboard clearing is.
Okay.
So the billboard clearing is what you are transmitting psychically to everybody that physically sees you, along with everybody that thinks of you. And that's what readers look at when you go to a psychic reader. They read your billboard to see what kind of energy you're putting off. And naturally, sometimes people who ask questions to readers say, well, how's my love life doing? Who's going to be coming into my life coming up next? That's a real common question. And so the reader will read that and just connect with somebody else's billboard. And those two billboards now have an energetic link, which they've had before, and they can probably describe to you the person that's going to be coming into your life and how far away they are, because that's already printed on the billboards. So the psychic billboard clearing allows you to erase what's on your billboard. Naturally, you got to find out what's on there. You can ask all your friends what they think of you, and they will tell you probably in true honesty what they think of you and what you're dealing with. So find out what the issues are from them, because you could be completely blind to it, wondering why you keep getting hit over the head with a 2x4, and you think that it's just poor me. Well, you're transmitting that. Please hit me with a 2x4, okay? And then you have next one. If that doesn't work, get a 2x6, okay? And on down the road, it could say, you know, I'm really ignorant here. Hit me with the car because I need that to understand this process. And that's what happens. Remember, you have soul family agreements, too, to read those. So the whole thing is to find out where you are in your life, and then you put that down on your billboard. Most people know of simple things. Typically, you're not making enough money, want to make more money. So you could change that and say, yeah, I'm willing. I'm not making enough money, and I'm willing to quit my job, get a different job somewhere else, and relocate. And that could be a good way to do that. But you do want to be able to put something out that you want to align yourself with, because you're using the dark side energies. The dark side already wrote on your billboard. The aliens wrote on it, your friends wrote on it, and you wrote on it. You have three ways to enter that particular clearing. And the price is $20 for the month. And then what you do is you, after you do that process, then you want to look at it maybe every 2 to 3 days to see where you have changed the consciousness, because the billboard will change. And by doing so, you can actually draw. Remember, you're using the dark side energy. You probably have all heard about The Secret. And so you're using the laws of the dark side, The Secret, of the law of attraction. So why not use the law of attraction for your good? Because you can bring people into your life through that. Remember, you don't want to manipulate anybody. The law of attraction basically is, you know, finding a parking place, bringing something into your life. And that's the way it works. You win, somebody else loses, okay? So you don't want to do that. You want to just become neutral and bring in what you want to have into your life. So any other questions there, Carrie?
No, I'm not seeing any. And I will just add to what you said, Ron, that the self-empowerment clearing is a really nice one to do in conjunction with the billboard clearing, because they kind of work together in a lot of ways, and they're both such a great price. The self-empowerment one, you have 6 weeks to work on that for just $50, and there's lots and lots of issues. I think, is it 39, Ron, in that drop-down box, different issues that you can type in and clear? And also, I think there's an option to put, if you feel you have any in there that are not on that list, there's a way to put those in, too. So if something is standing in your way, in my case, it was that I wanted to get this business off the ground. And so, you know, I went through and did everything I could think of that might be connected with that. And then everything I could think of that was connected to that in terms of what might be on my billboard. And, you know, it worked. You know, a new business was born, and another one that I was trying to get off the ground is also getting off the ground. All very quickly, actually, after I did that, both those clearings, movement started to happen really, really quickly. So if you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, do one or both of those. I would suggest doing both, because they're amazing for kickstarting stuff. I should probably get on there and do them again. I haven't done them in a while. Because as Ron is saying, your billboard changes frequently, I guess, with other people thinking about you and your and any old tapes that you're running within yourself. If you haven't been able to clear those out yet, you're probably rewriting your own stuff on your billboard. Is that right, Ron, would you think?
Yeah, that is correct. So you want to keep up on that, because if you don't, the darkness will. And so you want to be able to use that for your own benefit, because you are using the dark side energy from the billboard. Remember, this is your psychic billboard of mind, what your mind is transmitting. And by doing so, you're able to enter into their field, the darkness, and rewriting what you want to have on there. Remember, it's just a medium. They don't care how it's being used. They just put it in place so that people could write on it to cause you more harm, you know? Unless somebody's out there and the darkness says, please give this person, you know, $500 a day free of charge. I don't know if anybody's ever had that happen to them. I don't think the darkness would do that. But, you know, everything out there, normally the darkness doesn't care how you enter into their system, because you're in it anyway. You're in mind control. So why not take advantage of the mind control and use it yourself for a positive result for you rather than having it all negative, because you'll be drawing everything to you in your life, everything that you looked at and worked with so far in your life. If you just look at a situation, it was on your billboard, you know, in Technicolor. And so, you know, with neon lights and, you know, those big lights that go up into the sky, the searchlights, you have it there. How else are people going to find you? They have to use universal mind in order to connect with you. And that universal mind is how they find you. So if you put something on there, the darkness doesn't care if it's positive or negative, because they just gave you the medium to use. You're able now to use that and change it for your best and highest good. Or better yet, that's kind of a new age term that people do. They always say, for my best and highest good. Asking the darkness for your best and highest good doesn't make any sense to me, because they'll give you more traumas. But for you, being conscious, you can use it and be able to have the results that you would like to have. And, you know, maybe it's possible you want to use it in a negative way. That's up to you. It's free choice, free will. But if not, they will get you somehow on that. Just that's why people go to readers, to find out what's on their billboard, what's going to happen to them next. You know, that's what they ask. So why not recreate that yourself and turn it around so that you're able to bring people into your life for the way you would like to have your life respond and behave, and that way you're in control of what's happening rather than having something else in control of you. So I have a question here about crashing war. That I cannot do. The main thing is the politicians or whoever the leaders who want to have war, you know, we're already crashing aliens. So the aliens are controlling these people. And so, you know, that's why you want to do timeline crashing, to get rid of the aliens. I've been dealing with them for a long time. So everything here is alien-based. And their bases are here, too, either invisible or visible in the underground there. So you want to get rid of the aliens. And get rid of the aliens, we won't have any war, because they are transmitting the controlling energies that are being sent to the people who like to have war, and the groups of people that are making money on the war, probably some more alien races and people. And, you know, that's kind of the bottom line, is that they need to get rid of the aliens to have peace here. Like I said, if everybody on the planet did the timeline crashing, you know, then we'd probably have no more aliens. So that's the way to get rid of war. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I don't know how this would work, but Stephanie is asking on the fast chat. She's having trouble hearing the show. I'm not sure that she's hearing it at all, but she's typing into the fast chat. And she's asking, could you help bring her back into her body more? She had a nap earlier today, and she says she was taken in some set, and it took a lot of effort to get back into her body so that she could wake up.
Yeah, we can do a Be Here Now clearing, so... Okay. Here we go. I'll count to 10. We're going to first bring your spirit back, and then we'll bring your body back. So I want you to take note if you feel any energy shifting, okay? If you don't feel anything or sense anything, means that you're already here. But if you do feel something, then that means that either your spirit wasn't here or your body wasn't here, or maybe both. So let's do spirit first. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm only bringing back what I can find, okay? If I can only find 1% of you, that we brought that back. Okay, here we go. Body, same process here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we brought back as many as of the 108 energetic bodies that make you up to get you here now. So hopefully, you know, ideally it'd be nice to have them all returned to you, but that is not the case, unfortunately. But I won't get into that, but that's why we have ascension. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Kat is mentioning she's saying that the 8-hour calls, of course, are really, really good. And she's also saying, recommending the alien attack clearing that's online that people can do. And I think that, is that $50 a month? I don't remember, Ron, but that is another way that you can get these invisible, energetic alien critters out of you. Do you want to just quickly mention a little bit about that for anybody who's new, Ron?
I think it might be $30 a month, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
That one is, boy, that page kind of grew, okay? And I probably could have made it into about four or five different clearings. I think we have many options on there, but I decided not to do that. So you can go in there, you can clear off, like, the critters that we had earlier that we released. So that's a good way to attempt that. The 8-hour calls are definitely much better because you're on the light ship for a whole month, even when you're not on the call, because they're taking things out of you. But before we had the 8-hour calls, you know, I had this section up. And so this is designed for people who would like to get rid of some of these alien life forms. And you can get rid of alien races that are attacking you. It's just a wonderful way that you can put in different locations, different house locations, we'll say, different body locations. The people who are under attack, you know that they're under attack, basically. And so that page can definitely help you. I won't say it'll get rid of everything, but, boy, it gets rid of a lot of stuff. What we could do is focus on one here. I don't normally the people that get the most surprised when I do this here, and I get emails at times from people kind of like poking a stick at me. They don't like what I'm doing because I mentioned the two energies. In fact, we'll do three of these here. So we'll do some aliens here. The first one we'll get rid of that's probably picking on you, taking your energy, courting you, will be the Elohim. So here we go. And then underneath that, we'll do the Ashtar command. And then the next one here, remember, these are all New Age buzzwords. You know, we're going right to the top here, okay? And the next one is a Great White Brotherhood. So I'm sure all of you are probably, like, gasping right now, going, oh, man, these are our sacred energies here. Yep, just like what Moses got to when he cut the Ten Commandments. There's actually more than ten, but, you know, there's still rules. And when you have rules, then you have judgment. When you have judgment, then you have control. So here we go, the Elohim. Just see how this feels for you. So I'll count to 10 to release some of these energies that we can from you. And to validate this clearing, I'd like you to think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. Could be just a sore muscle. You could have a headache. Maybe you have something for the last 20 years you just can't get rid of. So here we go. So, Elohim. So Elohim, I think is how you really pronounce it. Like yellow, Elohim. So we'll see how that works here. So here we go. Count to 10 to release that. These aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so Elohim, shame on you. If you feel better, they had you. So we got rid of some of these people here. Now we'll do the Ashtar command. Here we go. So, one, remember, the proof's in the pudding. If you feel an energy change, then you know something's happening. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This one's much heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, Boy, this is rough. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow, I'm getting very hot. Some of you out there have been hooked up by them. Remember, in the true light, the light doesn't hook you up and control you. Here we go. Next one here. The Great White Brotherhood. Here we go. And it could be something else, brotherhood, sisterhood, or anything like that. So the Great White Brotherhood of Light, everybody has their own way of saying something like that. It's up to you how, you know, you may have heard it, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one's rough too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll go one step further. The Great White Brotherhood has a thing out which they call the MAP system, something like medical, I don't know what it stands for, maybe somebody else knows.
Medical emergency program or something
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is probably where they put into you alien body parts. So here we go. We'll disconnect you from the MAP system, the medical assistant program, if that's what it's called. Here we go. If you've done that, see how you feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They don't like me doing this here. 9 and 10. Let me get some water here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one clearing here for slavery. And here we go. So I'll just use the word stronger to change the energy a little bit here. So think of how you are a slave with something. It could be anything. We'll see if we can release the energy from you. You could be a slave to your bills. You could be a slave to your boss. You could be a slave maybe doing dishes, you know, cutting your yard. Whatever you think slavery means to you right now, but you want to think of something that relates to it in your life. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, it's been released. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. I think we've just got a minute or two left on the show, so I'll read real quick. Stephanie wrote on there that she was smiling and something must be happening, so she obviously felt the Be Here Now clearing, and she's saying thank you. Pete is asking, Ron, are you crashing things around the world? Clouds shattered in Australia this week, less flat bottom clouds.
Yeah, and I was working with a few days ago, I was working with the aliens that were bringing forth like little hypodermic needles. I could use the word pins that they poked mainly into your feet or into your body with poisons.
Yeah.
So I was dealing with those energies a few days ago, and I'm still doing it probably now, getting rid of those aliens. So if you have felt yourself being pinpricked, You might have less of that now, but there was many, many ships that was doing this here. So that's what I have been doing. I've been doing a lot of timeline crashing. So if you're new to the program, go down to the Creation Lightship website. You can click on the Lightship insignia beneath Station 1, Station 2 on our page here. It'll go right to the website. Go to the left-hand side near the bottom. You're going to see, I believe it's photos, I believe, there. And you want to get to the New York photos. The bottom ones show the timeline crashing clouds. And it'll look like you're flying from an airplane, like, you know, over maybe Alaska or something, where the ice is all broken up, and you see, like, these jagged square type of floating, I don't know, pieces of ice. That's what was in the skies. So I think we have about four photos here of that, plus other ones. So that was from last October. So anyway, if you see those clouds around, very possibly this is from the timeline crashing. So I guess we should possibly get going here, I think.
Okay.
So we are working, getting rid of the Galactic Federation forces again here. That's getting a little stronger. Initially, a long time ago, we got rid of the ones that were here mainly, and then they got a hold of their parents and grandparents, we'll say, and they got more reinforcements here. So we're dealing with them now.
Ugh.
So anyway, that's what happened.
A lot of people on the Foss chat, several people mentioning they get pins and needle feelings in their feet, Kat and Ashley and Pete in Australia.
Yeah, so hopefully those will be going away. You can let me know what it's like maybe on the Friday call here. Remember, we have Q&A Friday after the call. Station 2 on BBS on Friday, same time. So we better get off here, let Don get the next people on here. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, we got our calls this weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.